Is the aurora really colorful? When we think about the northern lights, we usually imagine green curtains dancing across the sky. In fact, many more colors are possible, just less frequent, or hardly detectable to the naked eye. The aurora is caused by charged particles in the solar wind that collide with charged particles in our atmosphere. The collision produces light in the visible spectrum. At different altitudes, different gases can be found, and their concentrations vary, so that depending on the altitude and elements involved, different colors will result from the collision with the solar particles. The strong, green lights, most typically associated with an aurora display, originate at altitudes of 120 to 180 kilometers, and mainly involve oxygen. Green is not only the most frequent color of the aurora, it is also the one our eyes can see best. So it's no wonder that the northern lights are often thought to appear in green only. Oxygen is also responsible for the red aurora, which occur at higher altitudes, generally above 200 kilometers. At this height, oxygen is less concentrated, and is excited at a higher wavelength, making red visible. During exceptionally intense geomagnetic storms, an above-average number of solar particles often manage to escape our magnetic shield, and the glow produced can be so intense and diffuse, that the whole sky turns red. This is an extremely rare occurrence, on average once every 10 years. Sometimes, especially when the sun is stormy, nitrogen can steal the show. Blue, purple and pink are seen less frequently than the other colors and are caused by particles reacting with nitrogen at low altitudes, typically below 120 kilometers. These colors will normally appear towards the lower parts of the display, below the green for example. A lot of beautiful colors, but can we truly see them? We are often asked why all pictures look so bright and colorful, while the lights are just white or grayish. The answer is that the northern lights are anything but white-gray, it is our night vision that paints them that way. Simply put, our eyes work differently during the day and at night. Our day vision is high resolution and detects colors perfectly in bright light. At night, our vision focuses instead on light, and mainly captures colors in shades of gray. One thing to keep well in mind is that all eyes are different. Depending on age, health of one's sight, and light pollution, the way each of us perceives an aurora varies greatly. Generally speaking, people with excellent eyesight will have an easier time seeing colors. Tired eyes or a less efficient sight won't give the best result, but everyone's chances will be greatly increased in conditions of reduced light pollution. This is, if we allow our eyes enough time to adjust to the darkness. Typically, a Northern Lights tour will take you away from the city and any source of light pollution. Once on location, it will still take few minutes for your eyes to get used to the darkness, and that includes not checking your phone or camera screen. Your eyes will know immediately if you do. That is why we recommend adjusting your camera settings before heading out on your tour. This way, when the aurora appears in the sky, you can just point and shoot, without spoiling the show for your eyes. This is our golden rule: look with your eyes first, then with your camera. Talking about light pollution, won't the moon spoil the view? Well, the answer is yes and no. Yes, because the moon is indeed a source of light pollution, especially when it is full and the aurora is weak. No, because the moon will look spectacular on camera, actually enhancing the beauty of the surrounding landscape, without affecting the true colors of the aurora. So, how can we see the colors of the aurora as they really are? Use your camera wisely. A camera at night can absorb so much more light in one image than our eyes can. The reason is that our eyes capture images in a microsecond, no other option allowed. A camera instead, when adjusted properly, can easily capture the same image using an exposure between 10 and 30 seconds. Now, imagine how many more layers of colors we could add to our eye image if we had way more time at disposal. What well-adjusted cameras capture is not an enhanced, somehow photoshopped version of the aurora. It is the beauty of the northern lights and colors, as they really are but our eyes are not capable to see. One more thing, be aware that an aurora display is ever-changing. Very often, the northern lights are barely visible when they appear in the sky. Give it few minutes, and they might develop into stronger, more impressive and faster moving lights. Especially in the case of a green display. Luckily for us, the most common color of them all, you might not be able to see the green at first, but that will likely become brighter and more evident within minutes. The aurora is always greener, if you give it time.